Coliseum, he attended opening night in Tails on a gas mask. Today I saw a red and yellow sunset and thought, how insignificant I am. Of course, I thought that yesterday too, and it rained. I was overcome with self-loathing and contemplated suicide again, this time by inhaling next to an insurance salesman. Short story. A man awakens in the morning and finds himself transformed into his own arch supports. This idea can work on many levels. Psychologically, it is the quintessence of Kruger, Freud's disciple who discovered sexuality in Bacon. How wrong Emily Dickinson was. Hope is not the thing with feathers. The thing with feathers has turned out to be my nephew. I must take him to a specialist in Zurich. I've decided to break off my engagement with W. She doesn't understand my writing and said last night that my critique of metaphysical reality reminded her of Airport. We quarreled, and she brought up the subject of children again, but I convinced her they would be too young. Do I believe in God? I did until Mother's accident. She fell on some meatloaf, and it penetrated her spleen. She lay in a coma for months, unable to do anything but sing Granada to an imaginary herring. Why was this woman in the prime of life so afflicted? Because in her youth she dared to defy convention and got married with a brown paper bag on her head? And how can I believe in God when just last week I got my tongue caught in the roller of an electric typewriter? I'm plagued by doubts. What if everything is an illusion and nothing exists? In that case, I definitely overpaid for my carpet. If only God would give me some clear sign, like making a large deposit in my name at a Swiss bank. Had coffee with Melnick today. He talked to me about his idea of having all government officials dressed like hens. Play idea. A character based on my father, but without quite so prominent a big toe. He is sent to the Sorbonne to study the harmonica. In the end, he dies, never realizing his one dream, to sit up to his waist in gravy. I see a brilliant second-act curtain where two midgets come upon a severed head and a shipment of volleyballs. While taking my noon walk today, I had more morbid thoughts. What is it about death that bothers me so much? Probably the hours. Melnick says the soul is immortal and lives on after the body drops away. But if my soul exists without my body, I am convinced all my clothes will be loose-fitting. Oh, well. Did not have to break off with W after all, for as luck would have it, she ran off to Finland with a professional circus geek. All for the best, I suppose, although I had another of those attacks where I start coughing out of my ears. Last night I burned all my plays and poetry. Ironically, as I was burning my masterpiece, Dark Penguin, the room caught fire, and I am now the object of a lawsuit by some men named Pinchuk and Schlosser. Kierkegaard was right. Examining psychic phenomena. There is no question that there is an unseen world. The problem is, how far is it from Midtown and how late is it open? Unexplainable events occur constantly. One man will see spirits, another will hear voices, a third will wake up and find himself running in the Preakness. How many of us have not at one time or another felt an ice-cold hand on the back of our neck while we were home alone? Not me, thank God, but some have. What is behind these experiences, or in front of them for that matter? Is it true that some men can foresee the future or communicate with ghosts? And after death, is it still possible to take showers? Fortunately, these questions about psychic phenomena are answered in the soon-to-be-published book, Boo, by Dr. Osgood Mulford Twelge, the noted parapsychologist and professor of ectoplasm at Columbia University. Dr. Twelge has assembled a remarkable history of supernatural incidents that covers the whole range of psychic phenomena, from thought transference to the bizarre experience of two brothers on opposite parts of the globe, one of whom took a bath while the other suddenly got clean. What follows is but a sampling of Dr. Twelge's most celebrated cases with his comments. Apparitions. On March 16, 1882, Mr. J.C. Dubbs awoke in the middle of the night and saw his brother Amos, who had been dead for 14 years, sitting at the foot of his bed flicking chickens. Dubbs asked his brother what he was doing there, and his brother said not to worry, he was dead and was only in town for the weekend. Dubbs asked his brother what it was like in the other world, and his brother said it was not unlike Cleveland. He said he had returned to give Dubbs